you have to also make sure people are happy, people are engaging on the platform, and find all the reasons to stay on the platform. That technique is actually very, very generic. It applies to many other marketplaces. The concept is very, very similar.
Hello, I'm Vivian Kay, and welcome to Business Class, Build It Braver, a podcast by American Express. If you are checking us out today for the first time, thanks for being here. And make sure you stick around to the end for some amazing tips from our guests. On this show, we introduce you to a different small business owner every episode, someone who's trying to make it all happen, but they're getting stuck in one particular place. Then we tap into the experiences of notable Canadian entrepreneurs or someone who's grown a successful brand who can offer some valuable insight into things like finding cash for your business, managing cash flow, or growing your business. Today, we're talking about building a marketplace through the network effect. Quick question. Have you ever thought about how the internet went from an obscure place for nerds to the truly global platform it is today? Well, I'll tell you. The introduction of public domains and sharing of content exponentially increased the number of people online. The more people who went online, the more users benefited, and the stronger those marketplaces for ideas, goods, and services became. Welcome to the power of the network effect. So today, we're talking about ideas for how to design your network to bring people together, generate more revenue, all while strengthening the community around your brand. Let's get into it. I want you to meet a couple of people who are shaking up their respective industries. Our first guest is transforming how Canadian families access pediatric care. His business model provides access to same-day or next-day in-person virtual appointments with doctors. Anyone with a kid knows what a big deal this is. After launching in Ontario, Kix Care is poised to expand across the country, connecting kids to doctors. They're looking for ideas on how to build and leverage the network effect to achieve that desired growth. Our second guest knows a thing or two about growing a client and customer base and getting them to engage with a new idea. He's the brains behind Wattpad, a multi-platform entertainment company that has disrupted the publishing industry in a big way. Wattpad is essentially an online literary marketplace that connects a global community of 90 million readers and writers through the power of story. He's also a leader in the tech and startup ecosystem, having co-founded a venture firm that funds early-stage internet companies by helping them leverage networks most appropriate to their goals. Now, you see why this episode is a must-listen? I can't wait to hear what these two great minds have to share with us on this episode of Build It Braver by American Express. Let's dig in. Daniel Warner is with me, co-founder of Kix Care. As I mentioned earlier, his telehealth platform is all about connecting kids and their families with doctors remotely, including specialists in mental health, concussion, sleep, and dietary concerns. It sounds incredible. Daniel Warner, thanks for all you do, and welcome to Build It Braver.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Daniel, as a business owner and a parent, I got to take my hat off to you. So what gave you the idea to start Kix Care?
One of my co-founders, Dr. Sheldon Allman, who also serves as our chairman, he had the idea one night about creating an online platform that would meaningfully help kids get the care that they needed as fast as possible. Now more than ever, it's a challenge, if not an outright struggle, to be able to find the right care for your kid, regardless of what age they are. And so our founding team had the vision of ensuring that parents everywhere can equitably access quality care whenever they need it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for that. Can you give me a bit more detail as to how Kix Care works?
So it doesn't matter how near or far you live to a clinic or a hospital, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can access Kix Care. And that's KIXCARE.com. They can very quickly browse either a pediatrician or any type of allied healthcare specialist, which, as you mentioned, can include a mental health provider or a concussion specialist, a sleep specialist, and more. Really a one-stop shop for kids' health and wellness, entirely online, and we are there for you 7 days a week.
We have free healthcare here in Canada. And I know there's curious listeners who will want to know how affordable your platform is.
The great news is that to see a pediatrician online is covered by the provincial healthcare plans, whether it's OHIP or RAMQ and the others. So all you need is your provincial health card, and you can see a pediatrician online 7 days a week with Kix Care for zero cost. For the additional services, much like in clinics, there is a cost to see a mental health practitioner or dietitian and the like, and that can often be reimbursed through your employment insurance program when available.
Moving to business growth, as a business owner, I remember the work that I had to put in to leverage my network to help grow my business. How are you leveraging your various networks available to increase the number of users on the platform?
Whether it's been friends of mine, fellow founders in the Canadian technology space, hospital CEOs and executives, community care leaders, insurance leaders, I'm really trying as a CEO and as a co-founder to engage and disseminate all the information that I possibly can so we can simply build the best experience possible for families and build an experience that's as accessible and intuitive and comforting. Healthcare should be comfortable as often as can be.
I think that key word there is nimble. You know, that's what you have. That's the advantage that you have over the healthcare system, right? That's great.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It's about being nimble and it's about being as close to your users as possible. We spend a lot of time meeting with our doctors and allied healthcare providers as well as families. Hopefully more actively in person, that we do miss that, but we are co-designing with them, which is one of my favorite words in the startup space is co-design. It doesn't matter what I want most days, I like to say, like I am a parent and I am a co-founder and CEO, but I want to ensure that we're prioritizing what our users need and what they want so we can serve them better than anyone else.
So Daniel, what's your biggest challenge right now in terms of maximizing the potential of your network to create that bustling healthcare marketplace?
So we're looking to build this properly. And there's certainly a right way and a wrong way to build a marketplace business. And it's a fine balance between supply and demand, the healthcare practitioners, namely pediatricians, and the volume of parents and families that need this service. So how do we grow as quickly and as strategically as possible without compromising quality of care at any step? And if I can share, like the other thing that's part and parcel with that is we certainly want to add additional services. Like we were just approved for our medical device and we have high demand for a nursing subscription service. So the key is to figure out what do we do, when and why to be able to ensure that we're building the flywheel and meaningfully help people.
Okay, Daniel, I want to come back and talk more about those challenges you just mentioned. But first, let's bring in Alan Lau. Alan is a serial entrepreneur and is arguably the gold standard when it comes to leveraging networks that are the most appropriate to your business or brand. He is the CEO and co-founder of Wattpad, a leading social storytelling platform that publishes and connects a new generation of writers and their fans. The company's TV, film, and publishing arms have collaborated with big names in motion pictures. Alan is also the co-founder of Two Small Fish Ventures, a fund that invests in Toronto and Waterloo-based early-stage internet companies with strong network effects. It uses its well-honed networks to support bold and ambitious entrepreneurs who are reinventing the way we socialize, commute, work, play, and live. Basically, Alan knows all about how to stimulate a marketplace through the power of network effect. Alan Lau, welcome to Build It Braver.
Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Alan, let's talk about Wattpad, your incredible online publishing hub. For those who don't know how it works, can you describe how it's set up?
Well, Wattpad is a global entertainment company. On our platform, we have an app that lets people discover and share stories from science fiction to romance and everything in between. We have 94 million monthly users, of which about 5 million are writers, and they upload new chapters on our platform in 50 languages. So in a way, you can also view this as a double-sided marketplace for readers and writers. And we leverage the network, the data that we collect. We understand which story is popular, which story is not popular, which part is amazing. And that's the key, because we also partner and co-produce movies and TV shows leveraging the amazing content on our platform. And when we adapt to a movie, as many of you know, you cannot compress a 400-page fictional story into a 90-minute movie. You have to cut out a lot of stuff. How would you know what to cut? We leverage the data to help us decide. It's a long way to answer your question about network. This is a very interesting network because the writers, they can find the audience on the network and they would love and continue to be on the network because their fan base is here. And for the audience, the writers that they love, they are already on the network. They don't need to go anywhere else. So that's network kind of tied the two sides together. Over time, it will also increase the engagement, increase the density of the network, increase the value of the network as the network continues to grow. And that's very valuable.
So when you started Wattpad, Alan, how many people were on the platform and how fast were you able to grow it?
I would say early on, the number is exactly zero because it took us a long, long time to build that network because very simple terms, without any writer, there will be no reader. There's no incentive for any reader to join us. If there's no reader, then there's also no incentive for any writer to upload any content. So it took us a long time to figure out in the very early days to bootstrap or get out of this chicken and egg problem. We use classic books because the content is in public domain. We don't have to ask for anyone's permission. We uploaded over 10,000 public domain titles on our platform to bootstrap the supply side. The supply in this context means the supply of content. And then we use that to attract the first 10, first 100, first 1,000 readers on our platform. It was very, very slow.
Daniel, would you say you had the same thing? Like, did you have a chicken and an egg problem?
We needed to get the supply. We needed to engage the doctors and the allied healthcare providers and get them to engage and understand what our mission was and to find that common pursuit of improving kids' health. And once we were able to build that foundation, then we were able to go to market through a variety of strategies like community engagement to try to spur interest from families in Ontario and now in Quebec. But certainly supply is the driving force in our business.
You're listening to Business Class, Build It Braver by American Express, and I'm Vivian Kay. With us on this episode are Alan Lau, founder of the online publishing empire Wattpad and the venture firm Two Small Fish. We also have Daniel Warner, co-founder of KixCare, a brand new telehealth platform. I can't wait to hear Alan's top tips for how to expand a business by making the network effect work for you. That's next. But first, here's a quick suggestion. If you're a small business owner, when this episode is over, go and check out American Express Business Class. This is a fantastic online resource that provides modern education through compelling stories, timely tips, and inspiring insights from business experts, industry leaders, and savvy entrepreneurs. It's basically a whole world of great ideas for today's business leaders. You can learn more at amex.ca/businessclass. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with Daniel Warner and Alan Lau. A lot of the leading and fastest growing companies that we know of attribute their success to the all-powerful network effect. The big ticket exchanges, ride shares, social and e-commerce platforms, they all have one thing in common. They have disrupted their industries and created new spaces, new marketplaces for buyers and sellers to come together and, well, network. As a business owner, I understand the importance of making the right choice when it comes to which networks to grow my business or brand. But then it's also critical to know the options available to me. Alan, back to you. So you've also co-founded your own venture firm, Two Small Fish. What inspired you to start that?
Well, after running Wattpad for a number of years, what I realized is building a marketplace, especially digital marketplace, is a very specialized skill. As Daniel referred to a little bit earlier, you have to do things in the right sequence. You have to also make sure people are happy, people are engaging on the platform, and find all the reasons to stay on the platform. That technique is actually very, very generic. It applies to many other marketplaces, doctor to patient marketplace, or a marketplace for buying and selling things. The concept is very, very similar. So we want to leverage our experience and knowledge and know-how to help other entrepreneurs build their own marketplace, whether they are based in Canada, whether they are international, it doesn't matter, but they can tap into our expertise and help them scale.
So Two Small Fish likes to invest in early stage tech platforms that have that strong network effect that we're trying to help Daniel with.
That's right. One of the key themes, I would say the most important one, is to find network effects in those companies. As I mentioned, it's because of our experience, we can truly help those companies from start to scale and turn this into a real business. But the other reason is these businesses usually a very good business because they are very defensible. Once you figure out the supply and demand side, they kind of glue to each other. In our case, the riders, they would continue to be on our platform because it's very, very hard to ask a million fans to move elsewhere. So the riders are very loyal and they really enjoy the platform because they get that engagement. And similarly for the readers, it's also very important to them as well, because their favorite stories, their favorite writers, they are already on the platform and they have the direct connection to those writers. That makes the business extremely both defensible and valuable.
So how do you spot that kind of potential? Specifically, how do you recognize that there's a strong network effect in action that could really shake things up to be able to create that whole new marketplace?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because by the time you have a very strong network effect, the business is already very valuable, extremely expensive to invest. It's too late. So for early stage investor in network effect, a lot of time you have to use your intuition, your imagination. Imagine if we can get the supply side spinning, will the demand come? And we just have to imagine how valuable that network is 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, or even 10 years down the road. We have to guess, because the network is still in the formation stage. But the key is finding those winners, and those winners will be extremely valuable investment.
So when you hear about a business like Daniel's telehealth platform, what questions, Alan, do you have about how he's harnessing the power of his online community of patients, doctors, and families?
When I heard Daniel describe his company, I think he was doing exactly the right thing. Make sure you have a very strong group of pediatricians to make the platform valuable for the first patients. And then once the patient's on the platform, they use the product, they know, okay, now I don't have to wait in line in the morning, 9 a.m. when I have to call off my work. I can do this at 10 p.m. when my kid is really sick. I can do this remotely in my comfortable home. That's something very transformative. That's something that would not be possible in the old system. That way, you start to introduce new transformative behavior in the network, and that makes it very, very sticky. And over time, you could apply the same concept to other adjacent verticals as well. that helps you fully take advantage of the 724 nature of digital.
Well, there you go, Daniel. You've got confirmation. You've got a really sticky platform.
Thank you, Alan. You just made my day.
So, Daniel, I know that you're looking to create and sustain a marketplace for your business to expand, and you know maximizing your network is critical to achieving this. So where are you experiencing the biggest challenge or the bottleneck in this process?
We just need to figure out, you know, step by step, how do we continue to serve families in meaningful ways and make it as sticky as possible so we can ultimately fulfill the mission that I shared a bit earlier, which is very much longitudinal. This is not going to be a platform when you only turn to when your little one has a fever, but we really want it to be a heartfelt service, a heartfelt platform and partner, ultimately for parents to depend on us 24/7.
So, Alan, listening to Daniel talk about Kix Care, can you think of ways that he could potentially, theoretically, stimulate the activity levels of the network for Kix Care so that they can feed business growth?
I think providing the medicines, because after seeing a doctor, what's the most typical thing? You have to go take your prescription to a drugstore, right? If you can do one-stop shop and all the records are there, all the address and information are there as one click, it delivers to your home. Perhaps this is one way to keep the platform stickier and yet at the same time, grow the value of your network.
Thank you. That is perfect feedback. We have been looking very deeply at what can make a parent's life easier before and after an appointment. And certainly e-pharmacy capabilities is something that would make it stickier.
Okay, Alan, it's time to boil it down for us. What are your top two tips for Daniel and other entrepreneurs like him who are using network effects to build their transformative businesses?
The most difficult part is starting. Very, very hard to get the ball rolling. I think Daniel got that part already. That's great. Next most difficult part is make sure the ball continues to roll. That will require adding more value, adding different services on the platform so that it's becoming more valuable, more sticky. That could only be done after the ball started to roll. So you have to do things in sequence. And I think that's the playbook that I alluded to early on the show. Each business, you have to think about the steps. They are a little bit different, but the framework is very, very similar.
Thank you so much, Alan. Those were great tips. And before I let you go, Daniel, I have one more question for you. And it's something that I love to ask every single guest, because as an entrepreneur, we both know it's rewarding. But we also end up learning some lessons the hard way. What are some hard lessons that you are learning right now?
I've been building companies either as a founder or founding team member for 15 years. And I think that you have to be bold. You're creating something that hasn't existed before. It's okay to be anxious in doing that. You just have to embrace it. And you can't do it alone. You need either co-founders, you need mentors, you need understanding and engaged, potentially investors. And so it really does take a village. So just build the village while you build your vision, and they can very meaningfully help you achieve that vision. It's very much about what are the strategic pit stops that you're going to take.
I gotta say, it's been fun spending time with these two Canadian entrepreneurs. Alan's knowledge of the best ways to maximize network effects to grow an online platform is truly inspiring. Plus, I need to go check out that Wattpad platform and read some new authors. Super cool. Daniel, as a mom, I'm going to be watching very closely with what you're doing with Kix Care. I'm sure Canadians in other provinces can't wait to get access to this new model for children's healthcare. Thanks to both of you for coming on Build It Braver and sharing your stories about creating truly transformative businesses and carving out new marketplaces by tapping into your existing community.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed the opportunity. Thanks, Vivian.
And thank you for listening. If you like what you've heard, I hope you'll subscribe so you never miss another episode. And don't forget to tell your friends about us. We business owners need to stick together. Plus, remember to go to American Express Business Class online to find all kinds of valuable resources and suggestions. And on the podcast, we've got more incredible business mentors coming your way. So keep checking out the show. I'm Vivian Kay, and thanks again for listening to Business Class, Build It Braver by American Express. And may you continue to prosper.